Some local journalists and filmmakers are hoping a major motion picture in wide release as of next week demonstrates the importance of investigative journalism. The film, Spotlight, chronicles the Boston Globe investigation of sex abuse by Catholic priests. The film had its Boston premiere last night, and WBUR's Andrea Shea was there.
The gray, rainy weather was fitting for a film that depicts the Globe's extensive investigation into widespread pedophilia in Boston's archdiocese. Tents protected Globe journalists, and the film's cast and crew lined up on the red carpet leading to the historic Coolidge Corner Theater.
I'll tell you, it's been a much more sober press line than anywhere else we've been, except for Venice, which may as well be the second seat of Catholicism.
Actor Mark Ruffalo plays Globe Spotlight reporter Michael Resendez. He says Boston is where the team behind the film Spotlight has to get it right.
This is where, for this story, the victims are. This is where the people that we're playing are. This is where the Globe is. This is where it counts, you know?
I know there's things you cannot tell me. But I also know there's a story here, and I think everybody will hear about it.
Do you think your paper has the resources to take that on?
I do. Do you?
I feel right now we're sort of standing on the shore and there's this tsunami approaching.
Walter Robinson was the editor who led the Spotlight investigation into church sexual abuse.
And the tsunami is a film. And we're beginning to realize that a film that's honest in its portrayal of a serious issue can probably do as much and more, I hate to admit this, to raise public consciousness about important issues than the printed word can. And I'm trying to adjust myself to that fact.
Robinson is talking about issues like the abuse of children, but also the importance of investigative journalism to expose such tragedies. Former Globe editor Marty Baron feels the same way.
We need to hold our powerful institutions accountable. We need to hold our powerful individuals accountable. This was a local story. This started with a local case, and it became national and then international. And there are these big national and international stories in our own backyards, and we need to pursue them.
Capturing the story behind the Spotlight team's investigation accurately in the film was critical for co-writer Josh Singer. He says he became something of a reporter himself as he interviewed both victims of sexual abuse by priests and the reporters who uncovered it.
I mean, for us, I think the more people we talk to, and, you know, we use little tape recorders just like you guys did, and it was incredibly useful because when you're trying to get Phil Saviano right, you want to have his words. Same thing with Sasha Pfeiffer or Mike Resendez or Robbie Robinson. And so, you know, we really made a strong effort to do that. And I think the time we spent here was invaluable.
And one victim, Phil Saviano of the priest abuse survivor group SNAP, says he believes the filmmakers did the true story justice.
I think that the movie is something for us survivors to really celebrate, that this movie is out there, that Hollywood's taken note and has done such a great job with the film. Couldn't ask for more, really.
And more than a decade later, the Spotlight team's Pulitzer Prize-winning story is still unfolding. Former Globe editor Marty Baron notes the Vatican decided only recently to appoint a tribunal to hold bishops accountable.
The Catholic Church is still dealing with this. They've taken some measures, they're meaningful measures, but it's not complete. There are many stories yet to be told.
I'm not crazy. They control everything.
This is not just Boston. It's a whole country. It's a whole world.
They knew, and they let it happen. It could have been you. It could have been me. It could have been any of us.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.